All right. I'm Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as the educational series for Networking Mastery. So hello and welcome to our September Expert Bonus Call powered by Exceptional Connections. So these calls highlight our monthly Exceptional Connection luncheon speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. So thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. So fall is definitely in the air. The leaves are falling, temperatures are dropping, my garden's winding down, and rainy days have returned to the Seattle area. So fall's a time for reflection and to reset our business goals. It's time to be bold, it's time to be brave, and it's time to be savvy when it comes to our business goals and what we want to accomplish by the end of the year. So I found that one of the key things I can do to ensure success is to be organized from the outset and to make plans to get me to where I want to go. So I want you to consider you are at the right place at the right time by joining us on this call today. So happy Tuesday to everyone on the call, as well as those of you listening to this recording. We are super excited that Dr. Robin McKillop is the featured luncheon speaker at our Tuesday, September 12th Exceptional Connections Luncheon, and that she took the time to join us all the way from Salem, Oregon with her husband, Don. So thanks to Dr. Robin, our third time at our brand new venue, and we were sold out again. So we really appreciate our awesome contribution team for their support in having everything go so smoothly. So at this dynamic event, Dr. Robin shared her Invincible teaser. Let me say that again. Invisible to Invincible teaser. And it was awesome. So it's my pleasure and great honor to introduce Dr. Robin as a presenter of our expert bonus call today that's being offered to our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. And I say that because we have a caller from Virginia joining us today as well. So to set the expectation with everyone, Dr. Robin has generously agreed to share with us her be found, be seen, be known, get out from behind the curtain talk for the next 20 to 35 minutes. She'll then open up the call for Q&A with a plan to end before 1 p.m. So be sure to stay on the call until the very end, as we'll be sharing with our listeners about upcoming exciting opportunities being offered to our community. So Dr. Robin is a business educator, course developer, edupreneur, and online rebel. She loves the accessibility and opportunities an online presence gives to business owners. Dr. Robin helps you develop your online persona so you can stand out and gain visibility. You have to be online to be in business because that's the path to more clients and higher paydays. She will guide you in building your visibility online in a safe way with high returns. And she will help you take your pile of content and turn it to a cash-producing course. You've got a message to share, so partner with Dr. Robin to harness the power of your message and reach more people. She has spent the last two decades teaching and building online courses and businesses. Dr. Robin has a Bachelor of Science in Business, a Master of Business Administration, a Master of Teaching, and PhD in Leadership and Online Teaching. This woman has paid her dues and is an expert in this field of study. It's my pleasure to turn this call over to the amazing and inspirational Dr. Robin, joining us all the way from Salem, Oregon.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
That's my pleasure.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you.
And it's my pleasure to be here. I love talking to business women especially, but business owners who want to up-level their business by getting known. We all know there's something about a celebrity. We know who they are. We feel like we know them when we see them often. We have our favorites, and they're no different than you or I, but what they've done is they've gotten themselves in the spotlight. And so we, the people who watch their movies or their TV shows or watch the Emmys or other award shows, we feel like we have a connection with these people because we see them so often and we resonate with them. That is entirely what we want to do with our own online personas. We are not going to get away from social media, so we need to embrace it. I know it can be very scary, especially when we see things like the Experian hacks and the privacy issues. It's almost non-existent to have privacy online, and that can scare a lot of people away from posting anything, especially on social media. But the world is what it is, and our businesses have to grow. That's the only way we can live the lives we were meant to live and serve other people. So I'm going to talk today about some ways that you can take action on almost immediately and get yourself known. And I say almost immediately because the first thing I'm going to talk about is video. I know there are people who look at me when I say, oh, you should be doing video. They look at me like I have three heads. Are you kidding? I'm not doing video. I would have to make sure my hair was done, my makeup was on, I had the right outfit on. I wouldn't know where to do it in my own home. I'd have to spend money on a professional videographer. All of that, false. Think about when you're having a conversation with your neighbor. Do you worry about what you're wearing or what you look like? No. Think about when you go to the grocery store or you go to work on a casual day. You're having conversations with people all the time and never even thinking about whether your hair is correct, your makeup's on, your shirt looks good. And that's how you need to approach video. Video is so powerful. If you have a video on an opt-in page, you can get, research has shown that you can get 80% more click-throughs. That's an impressive number. And nobody wants to see you in perfect form against a stark white screen. They want to see you in your environment where you are most comfortable. Because when you are comfortable, you exude your personality. You show people that you are you. And that's what people want to know. They want to work with people that they know and like. And getting on video is a great way to get people to know and like you. And it's very much like getting on a horse. It can be a bit scary, but it's actually easier than getting on a horse. So we should just do it. And I know some of you are still rolling your eyeballs at me, and that's quite all right, because like anything else, it's a practice. The great thing about video is you don't have to buy equipment. If you have a smartphone with a camera, which I don't think there's a smartphone in the world without a camera, you can be doing video. And the best thing about video is unless you are doing a Facebook Live, you can delete anything you don't like. So practicing video is a skill. It's something that you need to do often. It's like anything else. If you're not doing it, when you go to do it, it can be a little uncomfortable and disconcerting. And you might be thinking, well, I'm not sure what I should say. And I would never say write out a script, but I would certainly say write out some bullet points of things you want to cover. Because if you know what you're going to say, you'll come up naturally and engaging, and people will resonate, and they will start to follow the things that you do online, whether it's through YouTube with videos, whether it's through one of the social media sites, all of which, by the way, take video now, even Twitter. So we just can't escape video. We're going to have to do it. And we're all in the same boat, so we all might as well just do it. We're going to come back to video because video interlaces through my five main points of visibility. Those 5 points are video, blogging, social media, your website, and online courses. And if if any of you are going to attend the Skill Shop in November, I will be going much deeper on all five of these. But today I'm going to give you an overview and give you some things that you can actually take with you and start doing. So if you do have a piece of paper in front of you, I will give you some actions that you can take. And if you'd like some feedback on them, if you're going to do video, I have a Facebook group that you can put them in. And I'll tell you whether you need a haircut. No, I won't really. I do video all the time when I need a haircut. It doesn't matter because people want to get to know you. They're not looking at your hair. All right, so let's go into blogging. I've covered video a little bit, and I'm going to come back to it, but let's cover blogging. Blogging is the way to get your expertise out to the public. It can be another thing that's daunting. We don't have time. You know, we sit down at the beginning of our day and think, yeah, it would be great to write a blog, but, you know, I don't have time to sit down and think it through and put 300 to 1,000 words on a page and then upload it. You know, it becomes a chore, and we don't want it to. And the great thing about blogs is they can be as short as a paragraph. They can basically be a post on social media if you want. There is no hard and fast rule other than if you're going to do it on a regular basis. People will begin to expect tips, information, content from you on a regular basis when you start doing it. If you're going to do a blog once a week, you will have your fans waiting every week to hear from you. So it's important to do it. And again, you are not looking for perfection. Done is better than perfect any time of day. So it's just a matter of knowing what topic you want to talk about. Just write it quickly. There are lots of tools online that, if you're concerned about grammar and punctuation, lots of tools, free tools, including Word. So just write. Free write, get your ideas and thoughts down, and then always, always, always have a call to action. Even if it's as simple as, what do you think about this? Answer below. Always tell people to do something on anything you put out, whether it's a video, whether it's a Facebook post, whether it's an Instagram image, whether it's a blog. Always have a call to action. From blogging, and I will say, blogging is very welcomed by LinkedIn. Everyone who has a business should have a LinkedIn account. It is a fantastic place to gain new customers because LinkedIn is considered the professional social media site. You're not going to have people on there showing pictures of their dogs and their dinners. These are people who are looking for people to work with, whether they're seeking someone to help them with something or they're offering their services. So every one of us should have a LinkedIn profile, and we should be using it. And it loves, loves, loves blogs. LinkedIn will take your blog any time of day, every day. It loves blogs. And again, a blog can be as short as a paragraph. Social media in general is a really good way to get known. There is one caveat, well, there's actually a couple caveats to social media that we need to be aware of as business owners. We can end up spending a lot of time in social media and not doing the things that move our business forward. So it makes sense to have an automation program where you can put in a week's worth, 2 weeks worth, a month's worth of posts, and then you can go back in just to check the engagement and answer and respond to people who have engaged with you. So automation is key in social media. The other thing I'm going to say about social media is there are so many, there's, you know, the big five, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest and YouTube are actually, so it's the top six. if you are trying to post on every platform, that's all you're going to be doing. You either need to hire someone to do that or, again, automate. And I would suggest to everyone, pick the three that reach your tribe and don't worry about the others. Don't worry that everybody's saying, oh, I love Pinterest. I do everything on Pinterest. If Pinterest is not for you, don't deal with it. Let it go. Focus on the platforms that make the most sense for you, your business, and your audience, and make it no more than three. We just don't have the time. And it's really easy to get caught up in, oh, I've got to post on Twitter. Oh, I've got to post on Facebook. Oh, wait, no, I've got to put my blog on LinkedIn. Pick the ones that are going to make the most sense for you and work with those only. The other great thing is Facebook and Twitter now have their own automation within the platform. So if you've got a business page on Facebook, you can automate your posts. You can load it up. Sit down one Saturday morning, load up your automated posts, and you're set. They will release at the times that you have programmed it for. Super easy to do. And you're posting without being on the platform. You just need to go in and make sure that you are communicating with people who are engaging with you, because engagement is huge. From there, I'm going to jump to websites. Websites are only important because they are your property. Social media is rented space. YouTube, rented space. There have been several big, big social media platforms that have gone belly up almost overnight. I don't know how many people of you, or how many people on this call remember Blab, which was a conferencing site. So popular. The moment they opened their doors, people were using Blab. You could see four people having a conversation. It was being used to teach classes, to coach, to provide information and content. So popular. It was an amazing platform. And the founders decided one day that they were done. And with no warning, Blab was gone. People who had used Blab and had, there were some people who lost hundreds of thousands of contacts because Blab closed down. It's rented space, which means we need to cultivate our fans, followers, the people who like our page. We need to cultivate those relationships and get them to our email. Because once they're in our email, they are ours. We are no longer renting the space to stay in communication with people. And that's why a website, I don't think that you have to have a website. If your company or your business doesn't absolutely need a website, there are other ways to do it, like through a lead page. You can do a lead page that looks very much like a website, and it allows people to sign up and engage with you. It's fantastic. But you need to have something that is yours. Because your next goal with social media is to get all of those followers and those people who like what you do and who are raving fans. You need to get them to your email list. There is a lot of power in email. It is not dead. So if you ever hear anyone say email is dead, it's not. People still read their email, and that's where they get a lot of their information and content. So important. And then lastly, the fifth pillar of my visibility is online courses. Online courses are great when you have got a message that you want to get out in a uniform and consistent fashion. I happen to write online courses for people because that's what I did for many, many years. I was a curriculum developer for a high school in the district. And for several colleges around the country. I did that for 17 years, and I still develop curriculum for business people. Sometimes people will have their own content, and I will help them turn it into a course, Other times I've had clients who say, you know, this is what I want to do, but I don't know how to put it together. Well, I do that. I do that for them. The power of an online course, and I'm certain all of you have heard of the whole passive income thing. That's a misnomer, because you do a lot of work at the front end for an online course to put it together, to make sure you have your opt-ins and your information so people know the course exists. There's a lot of work up front. But once it's out there and you've got a pattern of promoting it, that's when the income starts rolling in and you don't have to do a whole lot. Online courses are connected directly to your PayPal or your Stripe or your merchant account, and people can sign up without even notifying you. What a great thing to be sleeping on a dark and stormy night and wake up in that the next morning with 3 new clients in your course. Amazing. Now, I have got some actionable items for each one of these. So for video, this is when you need your pens and paper. I would love for everyone to do 3 videos in the next couple weeks. The first one, do a short video, about 30 seconds, talking about something you love. So your first video, about 30 seconds, and you just talk about something you love. Your second video, and on this one, I want you to make sure you introduce yourself and your business. What compelled you to go into business for yourself? This video will be 30 to 60-ish seconds, right in that area. What compelled you to go into business for yourself? And make sure you have your introduction, tell people who you are and what your business is. And then your third video is tell a really fun story about you any time in your life, just something that happened that you think is funny, it still makes you laugh. You tell it to your friends, they all laugh. You tell it at the family Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. Just a fun story about someone, either yourself or someone in your life. And again, make sure you introduce yourself and your business. So what you've done, if you do these 3 videos, you have created 2 get-to-know-you videos and what is called a professional video about your business. What compelled you to go into business for yourself? All of these videos talk about what drives you. So all of them are get-to-know-you videos. The first one, something you love, easy, fun, quick. People will consume that like candy. The second one, what compelled you to go into business for yourself? Now you're telling people about your business and what drove you to make the decision to become a business owner. That can be powerful as well. You may be talking to people who think, oh my gosh, I felt the same way. I think I can do it. You have no idea how you can touch other people with your stories. And then the last one, tell a fun story about yourself or someone in your life. Again, you're letting people in. You're letting people get to know you. And you're also introducing yourself and your business. So it's not just a random video about you. So those are the 3 videos I would love to see people do in the next week or two. And if you would like, you can post them in my group. My group is called Online Rebels Building Big Biz. Online Rebels Building Big Biz. Go ahead and find that on Facebook. Post your videos. I would be delighted to get to know you better. In fact, I think I will do the same thing because It's too easy to say, do as I say and not as I do. So I will do the same three videos and post them in my group. For blogging, again, start small. In fact, go for once a month if you're not already blogging on a regular basis. Don't overwhelm yourself. It's important for you to get your content and your information and your message out, but it's not worth beating yourself up over, and it's certainly not meant to overwhelm. If you've got a lot going on, again, you need to pick and choose what makes the most sense for you and your business. If you are going to blog, start with a paragraph. And check out LinkedIn if you haven't already, because again, I think every business owner should be on LinkedIn. It is an amazing place to find clients. And we don't generally think of when we have small businesses, we don't generally think of LinkedIn as a place for us to find clients. But it is. It's fantastic. Social media, again, I want you to pick three and focus on those, no more than three. If you're trying to juggle four, five, or six, stop. You don't need to. It's too much work unless you are able to hire someone on your team who can do all that posting for you. And again, Twitter, Facebook, they have their own automation systems, and then you can use an automation system like Hootsuite, Meet Edgar, Buffer, which is free. We like free. The fourth, website. If you don't have a website, don't be too concerned, because you can have a lead page that looks an awful lot like a website. And again, it allows people to connect with you and find out what you do. And it's, you know, you don't have to pay a web designer to create something big. You just go and you've got a landing place, because again, we want to get anyone who is interested in what we're doing into our email list. And so we need to have some place where we're in charge and we control the platform. And so a web page or a lead page that looks like a web page is the way to go. And then of course, online courses are for when you've got a lot of content that you are ready to package and put out to the world. And I had another action item. Always have a call to action. Always tell people to do something. When you post something on social media, say at the end of the post, comment below. It can be as simple as that. Or send them to your website, or send them to an opt-in to download your free content, something. Always tell people what to do. Let's see, I'm looking at the time, and I think I'm just about done. So I've got one last thing I want to tell you. Two last things, these are very quick. Between the beginning of civilization and 2003, so this is a long span of time, five exabytes of information were produced between the beginning of civilization and 2003. Now, every 2 days, that same amount of information is produced. Think about that for a minute. 5 exabytes between the beginning of civilization and 2003, now every 2 days. And I'm going to mute myself really quickly because my dog is barking. Okay, I think she's done. And then the last thing I wanted to let everyone know is video can increase engagement by 1,200%. This is research. People have researched this, and this is another reason to do video. It can increase your engagement by 1,200%, and a video on a lead page can increase click-through by 80%. That's a huge boon for us who own businesses. All right. I hope this information was useful, and I would love, love, love to see some videos. Cindy?
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Robin, for, offering us so much value and amazing insights. I love all the content that you shared as well as the action items. And I really appreciated how easy you made it and non-threatening. One of the reasons I pursued having Dr. Robin speak to our September Exceptional Connections community, as well as this call and the online skill shop, as I mentioned to her, was really kind of selfish because I need to do this myself. Dr. Robin, you and I have talked about, and I've heard, you know, by 2018, the statistic I heard was 70% of businesses are really out there, right? They're doing videos and they have that extra visibility. Is that
yes,
correct?
And people will be consuming. About 70% of users will be consuming their information via video.
Right. So when I heard that, it just really inspired me that, okay, I need to bite the bullet and I need to get out there and get over all my, you know, insecurities and inhibitions about getting online and use this between now and, you know, next year, really, right?
Yeah.
Really, you know, get that off so that I can hit the ground running and we're not going to be behind the curve there. So thank you so much. Really all the 5 points that you mentioned really do help us to be found, be seen, and be known. And I especially love your tagline, you know, getting out from behind the curtain, because that's where the visibility starts, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that. And so what we're going to do is just go into Q&A for a few minutes here. So anybody have any questions they want to ask Dr. Robin? And I'm just going to break it up into three quick categories. So number one, if you attended our Exceptional Connection September luncheon and heard Dr. Robin's talk on Invisible to Invincible teaser, and you had any questions from that, you're welcome to ask Dr. Robin. Number two, anything from today's talk, clarification or insights or how that resonated for you, which she shared. And number three, we are going to be having an online skill shop. We'll be mentioning more about that and how to participate, and also just clarification on what will be covered. So anything about what will be covered, Dr. Robin can go into also. So I'll just turn it over for any Q&A or, again, any takeaways. You're welcome to share takeaways with Dr. Robin and us as well. So let me – I just forgot to unmute everybody. Give me a second here.
Okay. Hi, this is Molly. I have a question.
Sure.
Hey there, Dr. Robin. It was wonderful. On the video shoots, the first one you talked about being a short video, 30 seconds. The second one you said 30 to 60 seconds. The fun story, how long should that one be?
30 to 60 seconds. You want
to
keep
both of those 30 to 60 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was helpful.
Because people will consume. Great.
So I have everyone unmuted. So if you have any ambient noise, mute yourself, please. I think it's star 9. So any other questions or insights or takeaways?
This is Allison Grace. I had a comment. So I started looking this past week on Google My Business, and you can get a landing page. They actually call it a website. If you go on Google My Business and, you know, put in your address, and so it comes up on Google Maps and everything, and then there's like a menu, and you can click on it, and on that menu, it'll say website, and when you click on that, you can actually kind of build a little it looks more like a landing page to me, but they call it a website. And so, and that's on Google. So I'm thinking that that might be a really good thing for people who don't want to like spend a whole ton of time putting, you know, lots and lots of energy into a website, but have something that Google is looking at. And they actually, so they'll find a picture on the web of either your business or something like that, and then it'll have your business name on there and a picture, and you can then change all of that. But it's really, really nice. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up.
That's a great idea, and so good for people who don't want to deal with a web designer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing some background noise. So if somebody is in a location where it's a little noisy, please mute yourself. Thank you. Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, this is Judy calling. How are you? So, Dr. Bobbin, I met you at the Exceptional Connections Network. I was the one that did the vendor presentation on branding your business.
Yes.
And a question for you. In my business, there's two things that are important. One is revenue, ongoing revenue, and the other one is getting referrals. Any suggestions on how to handle that, or just take whatever you've given us today and just go for it?
For revenue, one of the great things, and I have a client who did this, the online course is a great way to have regular, consistent revenue.
Okay.
While you build the rest of your business.
Okay.
And again, you know, it's work up front, but then it's you leave it alone and it grows itself. And I've got a client who has all his bills covered by his online courses. He's got a couple of them out there. And he just throws out a promotion once a month to make sure people are getting in. And he's been able to be comfortably secure in knowing his bills are covered. And everything else he does, his coaching and that sort of thing, he can really focus on gaining coaching clients. For referrals, one of the best things to do is find the people that you want to follow and start tagging them in your posts. If they do something or they put out a talk or a book that you love, tag them, talk about it. They will start to notice, especially people who have huge followings already. When other people see you talking about somebody they follow, they're going to be more intrigued by you, and they're going to start following you. And it's a great way to build get people to know you, know what you do, and start referring you out. Because if people see that you are consistently posting and you're following the same people, people will start saying, you know what? I've run into this person online, and I think she's exactly what you need. It's a referral system that we don't think about often, but it works.
Okay. And then when you said tag in, I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, so if you did a post on Facebook, would do the @, I'm just going to say, Jim Rohn, because everybody is familiar with Jim Rohn. If you do the @ Jim Rohn, that's going to tag him in his business page. And so everybody who follows Jim Rohn will see your post. Well, not, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
everyone
I got you.
Who follows Jim Rohn has the potential of seeing your post.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
you do it regularly, you are going to gain your own fans from his fan base.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's worth it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Dr. Robin, this is Sandy in Seattle.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
So I saw you at lunch, and but my question had to do with today's talk about the mail, the email, setting up the email stuff. I've been looking at several options out there, MailChimp, Constant Contact, or something like that. And I'm just not sure what makes the most sense. From what I've seen, they seem pretty comparable. But is that where you're thinking that starting to store emails like that under a system like that?
Yes, because those systems are where you send out your newsletters. They keep track of opt-ins. They put them in separate lists. For instance, if you had an opt-in for a certain content and then you had another opt-in for something else, it would keep those people separated until you wanted to combine them. And as for the type of email system to use, there's some really good ones. MailChimp, AWeber, ConvertKit, those are compatible with a lot of platforms and things like Thinkific, which is an online course platform. Constant Contact is a little limited, so I'd go with something more like AWeber or MailChimp or ConvertKit. And I think ConvertKit's a little more expensive, but it does more. But when you're starting out, MailChimp is wonderful. AWeber is wonderful.
Okay, that's great, useful information. There's one other question that I have, or something I just was approached on today. I was approached by a group out of California that is doing a targeted marketing, and they tell me that they have partnered with Instagram. They're sending me information. And it has something to do, they're also targeting women businesses and are looking to set up an ongoing program of getting in front of pre-qualified audiences because their database is set up. They can tell what people are not only buying but where they're looking at stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting idea. A little overwhelming, but something like that worth looking at?
It may be. You'll want to do some research on the company or the group that's doing it and make sure that they are there to serve their clients and not just have you pay a lot of money and not really do a lot. It's much like hiring an employee.
Okay.
But if they deliver on what they promise, that could be huge. And it kind of goes hand in hand with what I was telling about the referrals. Some of that, what they'll do is quite a bit of that tagging for you so that people see your stuff connected with people who have big followings. And so certainly if they're going to deliver, yes. That's a resounding yes. Anything that gets you out there in bigger ways, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I will do some research. I asked them to actually send me some information, but they just sent me an email. And I can not exactly tell from the email what is the organization's name. But
oh, interesting.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and do ask the questions.
Yeah.
I think you're okay in emailing them back and just saying, who are you? I want to go to your website. I want to check you out more before I say yes or no. And certainly share it with some other people so you're not just doing the research on your own. I would be more than happy to help you check them out to make sure they're legitimate.
Yeah, okay. There was an attachment on the thing that I didn't recognize. But anyway, so it's promoteviews.com is the name of the organization. And why being attached to Instagram means anything, I'm not exactly quite sure.
Instagram is heavy image. It's also the fastest growing social media platform.
Right.
And it's become more than just pretty pictures. It's a really good place for business people if they want to take the time to put images out, video out. And, of course, uh-huh. Facebook owns it.
They here's what they're offering, an Instagram mobile ad, including logo, summary of the business, and a direct link to my personal website or Facebook page, one of those two. So that's what they're offering. And they're doing something along the line of about 150 a month. Yeah,
ooh.
150 a month to do that and give them, and we'll return, you know, of course, reports on what they've been able to accomplish. They have a minimum of 5,000 targeted views for each month.
Okay. Well, how about you and I talk about this later?
Okay. I'll send you the information.
Yeah, because
yeah. Okay.
This is worth a conversation.
Okay. Yeah, and they're qualifying people. They're not saying we're just calling you to their approach, their marketing approach is we're qualifying people because they're also removing some of the setup fees and that kind of stuff. So they aren't just, you know, out there broadbanding it, so to speak.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. I will I'll follow up with you. I've got your card. Thank
cool.
you.
Excellent.
Okay, great, thanks.
Well, we have time for probably one more question or takeaway before we close this call. So last call, anybody have anything they want to share while we got Dr. Robin online?
No, my mind's reeling already.
Okay, all right.
Thank
so,
you, Dr. Robin.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, great, great content.
Thank you.
Wonderful teaser. So before we close, but wait, there's more. At our September Exceptional Connections Luncheon, we opened registration for our first educational series, Online Skill Shop, offered by Dr. Robin. So this online skill shop, again, or for those of you who are joining us for the first time, is scheduled on Tuesday, November 7th at noon. So in this dynamic online skill shop, Dr. Robin will focus on moving from invisible to invincible. And in September, she shared a little bit of a teaser with us. So here's a quick overview before I turn it over to Dr. Robin to share more about, you know, what she's planning on sharing with us in that one-hour skill shop. So the internet is a noisy place. You have to break through that noise to stand out and be noticed. There may be others who do what you do, but no one does it the way you do. I love that. People need you, and people are waiting for you. So join us for our first online workshop with Dr. Robin, again on November 7th, to obtain strategies necessary to take the five pillars of visibility that she mentioned today and turn them into personalized action steps you can implement immediately. So be ready to be found, be seen, be known as the expert in your field so you grow your business, make more money, and serve more people. So, Dr. Robin, I'm going to turn it over to you to take it away and share more about your vision for this skill shop and what people can expect to get out of it. I know you've alluded to a lot of it already.
Yes, and really an hour is not enough time. There's just so much. But we will be going deeper into the things that you can do immediately, things that you can put into action right away. And it's important because, again, overwhelm is so easy. If we're overwhelmed, we won't do what we need to do to get out there. I know that if I'm overwhelmed, I just shut down and forget about it. I'll do something else. I don't care. But that's not where we want to be. We want to be moving forward, and there are ways to get online that are safe, that have a lot of impact, especially with finding new clients and moving those people who follow us on social media into our email lists, because then they become ours. We're no longer renting their engagement. Now we are directly engaging with them, and we're not going to lose them. It'll be fun.
Okay, awesome. So I'm super excited to report that we already have 20 registrations, and the fact that it's online skill shop, there's really no limit, but the incentive to get registered if you're not already registered is that you get to secure the amazing rock-bottom $37 rate if you register by 9 p.m. this evening, and today, again, is the 19th. So you're welcome to go to educational-series-nov.eventbrite.com to reserve your seat, or you know, reach out to me, Cindy O'Neill Dady. You can go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com. Just click on connect and reach out to me if you have any questions in regards to getting that price or reserving a seat. Also, want to just mention Tuesday, October 10th is our upcoming Exceptional Connections networking luncheon, and we have speaker Brittany Nelson from Washougal, Washington, right on the border there, a neighbor of yours, right, Dr. Robin?
Yeah. So
Brittany Nelson is the managing director for Vancouver, Washington, for eWomen, and just a dynamic gal. She's going to be talking about level up through follow-up, and I'm super excited because as we head into the last quarter of the year and everybody has their different goals, follow-up is critical. So I'm really excited about her being able to share with us. And you can go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com, our website, click on the tab for events, go to networking luncheon, and then you can just click on that radio bar and be able to, or radio button, be able to register. It'll take you straight to the Eventbrite. So thank you so much for joining us today for this expert bonus call with the inspirational Dr. Robin. Appreciate you joining us. Looking forward to hopefully seeing you at an upcoming networking luncheon or at our online skill shop. So any last parting words, Dr. Robin?
It's just super important to be known, because when people can find you and get to know you, your business will skyrocket. And when your business skyrockets, you're living the life you were meant to live, and you're able to help others. That's what it's about.
All right. True story. All right. Thank you so much. So I'll unmute everybody for a second to be able to say goodbye, and thank you for joining us. I'll have the replay available as soon as it becomes available, and I'll post it on Exceptional Connections, the speaker tab under bonus call replays. And we do have the replays for all of the speakers from 2017. So if you're joining us for the first time on this expert bonus call, you can be able to benefit from other speakers and their generous sharing as well. So thank you, Dr. Robin. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, everyone.